We started last week to talk about the second chelik of Aruch HaShlishis, Dask Tzayis Derochov. In Dask Tzayis Derochov, Dali Shor is starting to sketch out, to map out what are the tools, the same way we saw in the chelik of Das Atzmenu, we spoke about how a person can identify the different koiches that operate inside oneself. So in Dask Tzayis Derochov, Dali Shor really describes the tools that we have to fix ourselves. You can't fix yourselves from 10 minutes a week of learning Dali Shor, but it's a description of the tools that a person has to fix the different koiches and nefesh that we spoke about in Das Atzmenu. The first tool that we spoke about last week is the most important tool, is the tool of Chayev Adam Leime Bishvili Nivra Olam. Mishnah in Sanhedrin of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, which Dali Shor brings down in Amud Kuf Samaches. If a person doesn't have a fundamental value of the uniqueness of themselves, of the chashivas of themselves, so on a very, very basic level, there's no motivation b'chal to do any avodah b'chal. A person doesn't have any motivation to do anything because Saiva say, Ver Binich, who am I? When a person says Ver Binich, it doesn't mean they're an Anav, it means they're a Nebuch. It doesn't come from Anav, it comes from Nebuchkeit. So the first tool that a person has to know as a tool to be misakin themselves, the engine that runs a Yid and Aliyah, is Bishvili Nivra Olam, which on a particular level, like we spoke about last week, gives a chashivas to every dibur, maisa, and machshava that a person has. It gives a chashivas because it's a unique event. When a person lives with a roimimus and a hakara of the chashivas of their maisim, that's the most powerful motivation, mitzat kumva asei, to be misakin oneself, and mitzat sumira not to do averes. Rashi over the inside edge and Grada brings down the second nafkamina. I'm not going to even do one Avera, because one Avera has incredible ramifications. He brings down over here an Amud Kuf Samach Tes. He brings down a Zog from his Rebbe Yerucham, in the paragraph. Rebbe Yerucham Omar, quote, woe is to a person who doesn't know his chesroinus. Share in your day, my other attack, he doesn't know what to fix. I will over voila Adam Shaina Makir Malaysov. But woe is to a person that that Makir is mylus. Kihena filo is clay avoidosoi in a Makir. He doesn't even recognize the tools that he has to be massacring himself. Again, woe is to a person who doesn't know what his history is because you don't know what to fix. But double woe is to a person who doesn't know what his milas are, because then you don't recognize the tool with which to fix the things. Shtein Rebbe Yerucham, the famous Rebbe Yerucham, that the most important tool that a person has to understand that he has milas. Now this has nothing to do, by the way, with the topic of self-confidence, different topic. It has nothing to do with gaiva, different topic. This has to do with the fact, does a person recognize that you have milas? You have milas. What does milas mean? Milas. You have things which are miyuchid to you. It could be in chesed, it could be in hasmada. Not everyone has the same milas, by the way. Not everyone carries the same tools. Some people have incredible kishrin and terrible midas. Some people have incredible midas and terrible kishrin. Some people are mediocre in both. But everyone has milas. Everyone has koiches hanefesh. Some people are more into chesed. Some people are more into tefillah. Some people are more into emunah. Everyone has different milas, everyone has different koiches, everyone has different nekudas. A person has to be able to recognize his milas. Now, by the way, this is an art which doesn't exist anymore. What's Rabbi Yerucham talking about? Imagine Rabbi Yerucham would get up over here. It was Mashkiach Emiras, I guess they let him speak in Beis Yishai also. And he would have gotten up here on a rotation. They don't speak every week, the same person. But they would have let him speak here once in a while. And Rabbi Yerucham would have gotten up. And he would have said, "Mei Rabbi Rabbeisai." Somebody would have had to translate for many of you. And it's not the Altamir anymore, for those of you who haven't noticed. And he would have gotten up and said, Rabbi Isai, the first thing that you have to know in order to be misakin yourself is you have to know what your milas are. Nobody knows what he's talking about. What milas, when milas, my milas, I have milas, how am I supposed to know, how am I supposed to figure out, and what am I supposed to do when I know about my milas, and what does it mean, milas? No, I don't even know why he printed it over here in the Sefer. It's some waste of ink. He should have left it empty. This whole art of knowing what your milas are. There's a lot of Bachrim sitting here. Do you know what your milas are? By the way, most people are afraid to touch the topic because it requires them taking a real look at themselves. Because sometimes, Chas v'Shalom, if you look for milas, you might also find some kisrenis. And it's not comfortable. So we live in this total fog of ourselves. Where you ask a guy, I don't want to be a Harry, so I'm not going to call out every guy over here. Please raise your hand and say what your dominant mila is. I'm not choshed to being a Harry, so nobody will, I'm not going to do it to you, but we could make a moment of silence over here where everybody could, that's also Harry, so we won't do that either. But I don't could think about, while we're talking, and no, I'm not against Harry's, the whole controversy going on, people say that Ali Shore is against Harry's and people from Baltimore, neither are true. I'm making fun of the people who make fun of the Harrys and the people from Baltimore, but the people from Baltimore never hopped that, so they got insulted. It's a different topic. It's very not in style today. It's very not in style today for a person to go say, what are my milas? People don't feel comfortable with it, by the way. Nobody feels comfortable with it. I'm watching your eyes. It's not a comfortable thing. Why not? So some of you have fake anova. Verbinich, again, it's not fake anova, it's real nebuchadnezzar. And some of you have that. People are not comfortable with themselves. What's your milah? What's your ikar milah? If you don't know what you can remember, Rabbi Yochum said, he's a famous person. What did he say? Afilas kli avodasa in a makor. It's a quote. That means this is what he said. It means it in quotation marks. Rabbi Yochum said that if you don't know what your milahs are, you have nothing to work with. What's the tiefkeit of what Rabbi Yochum meant? What's the aimik? What did Rabbi Yochum mean? Rabbi Yochum meant like this. Steht doch in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Chayav Adam Loim B'Shvili Nivra Olam. What does that mean? That means that you are a unique event that never happened, that never will happen before. A unique event. B'Shvili Nivra Olam. How do we know that that's what it means? Because Rashi says that the nafkamina is that I won't do one Aveiro. Why won't you want to do one Aveiro? Because you're a one-time event. You're a one-time event. And a one-time event, you're going to make a chorbin in your chelik of the Bria, in your chelik of the tikkun of the Bria. So a person who lives with that cognizance, a person who lives with that awareness, doesn't do Averis. That's posha. But what does it mean, Bishvili? That means I have a recognition that I'm special. I'm special. That I'm special. I'm a yuchid. By the way, Agav, for those of you who don't believe this, many of you don't. So it's engraved in the Bria. Every person in the Bria has a different DNA, Kiyadua. Every person in the Bria has different fingerprints. And if you see in the airports now, you have different eye things. If you pay $180 a year, you can cut the line. With that thing called, I think it's called View. What's it called over there? Clear. You put your eyes to it, they know who you are. That means there's 5 billion Chinese, some of them. And every one of them, when they look into this machine over there, that the nice person from the transportation department in Washington lets you go down and look into the thing, they know who you are. Now, why in the world would the Abish to create 5 billion Chinese with different eyes? That's a huge waste of assets up in Shemayim. They all look the same, so let them all have the same eyes. What's the difference? What my nafkamina? LMI, the Abish only made it that they should cut the lines in JFK. Doesn't make sense. So every person in the Bria that ever existed, there is 5 billion Chinese now, and 100 years ago there were another 5 billion. So you're talking about hundreds of billions of people that each of them have different DNA. I'll explain to you a different time what DNA is. Most of you didn't finish high school. So I think that spiral thing. Everyone has different numbers, okay? Akapana, everyone has different DNA. And the Rai is that you can sink in the Hudson and they'll know who you are. Okay, even after many years. So you don't have to worry. Everyone has a different DNA. Everyone has different fingerprints. Everyone has different eyes. Why is that, by the way? They're able to create the world in such a funny way. It's a vada and a vada, the Gashmis of the world. It's an articulation. of the fact that every person is different. Every person's a unique being. It's a crazy zach, by the way. You ever thought about it? There's hundreds of billions of people that existed in the world, and none of them have the same fingerprint. Not one guy. Happens you think, I'm all this, it's a mistake. It's far two guys who came from Congo. Lamai Nafkamina, the Abrahs, that's what it called. Nobody's ever going to see them. Nobody's ever going to get them. They're not even from the aliens that are going to be sent back. They never made it. Is why Nafkamina, why can't the Abrahs give? All of Africa should have one fingerprint, Gendikt. They know you're from them. The answer is, nein, because Bishvili Nivroilam. Every person has a tafkid. Every even a guy has a tafkid in the Bria. Even the guys downstairs know that there's a special team over here that their job is to separate the plastic plates before lunch every day. They flew them especially from Eritrea. Do you know what they do every morning at 10 o'clock? You can go downstairs. There's piles of thousands of plates. There's about 5,000 people who eat lunch here. There's a special three guys that their tikkun of their neshama is they separate the plates. So the Yungalite don't have to separate the plates. It's Bittul Torah. They take a plate and it's ready. Somebody who does it. You go down to the office, you say, Mari, I have Mari the Kisaris from it. That's what they came down to the Bria for. These three gentlemen, if they call them that, and they separate the plates. That's what they do. The Sobenei Torah. Don't have to waste a second. There are people, by the way, in the buildings over here who don't want to waste a second. They have to go separate the plate, and then, there's a plate ready for them. And who did it? Shmerel from Congo, wherever he came from. That was his tikkun, and that's his chelik in the Bria. Every person has a separate tikkun in the Bria, a separate fingerprint, separate eyes, separate DNA, bishvili divroilam. The problem is that most of you don't really believe it, and certainly don't live like that, and don't live like that. And we live in this huge challenge where most of you don't think your ma'isim have any meaning. Does your bracha have meaning in the Shmei Shemayim? The answer is yes, because there's only one bracha that's ever going to be made by Pliny Almoini. And the riot to that is that the Bereshit is matriach himself to create a different DNA chain just for you. That's a chitzonius. Exactly. Everything in the Bria is an articulation of Ruchnius. So if in Gashmius the Eibishter gave every person a different imprint, it means that every person has a different chelik of the neshama of Adam Harishon. Every person has a different chelik of the neshama of Adam Harishon, a different nitzah, it's a different spark. And every person has their tafkid to do. From the guys downstairs with the plates to Rabbi Akiva. And there's a long way between them. A long way, a huge gap, like a billion light years between them. And each one has their unique chelik in the Bria, and nobody can do anybody else. Now, if you don't recognize that, that's what Ruchem meant to say. Ruchem meant to say is Chayiv Adam Leiv Bishvili Nevroilam. That means to say that you are a unique event. So a person who doesn't have that recognition of what your milas are, what are your milas? Your milas are what makes you unique. So why do we have such a hard time finding it, by the way? Because we live in a very, very chitzoniistic world where we have a chashivos for exterior things, for the wrapping. So the Eilim looks around, everyone has wearing a yarmulke, everyone has a suit, white shirt, pants, belt, most of you, some sort of black shoes, some sort of, and that's it. So everyone looks the same, more or less. Everyone's on the same shidduch, on the Shem Shatchanim's iPhone, and more or less. So everyone's the same. We live in a very, very chitzenistic world where it's hard to go ahead and go see that spark of Adam Harishon, which is unique and special. Ve'yvase Yankov Levadai, like we spoke about last week, v'nizgav Hashem Levadai, that every person has a chelik, that the Eibishter is echad, yachid, u'miyuchad, and a person has it as a neshama, a chelik of uniqueness. Zokar B'Yuchav, if you don't know that, you're not in the game. If you don't know that you have unique milas, because... So here's the problem. Dalam looks at this speech about unique milas as some sort of psychological pep talk, like a workshop. Find your milas. These signs they have around here in Yerushalayim on the walls. And they, it says, find your milas. There's 10 phone numbers. Two of them were pulled off to Yumagala that people are interested in the workshop already, even though the guy himself pulled off the two numbers because nobody's interested. Find your milas. Find yourself. It's all Narishkeit. And he's not Narishkeit. It could be some of them are good. I don't want to take away somebody's paranoia, chas v'shalom. This is the Aleph Beis. This is the Aleph Beis that a person has milas. A person's miyuchid. It's the Aleph Beis of Avodas Hashem. And we live in, and it's not a psychological zach. It's not an emotional zach. It's not a pep talk to make you feel good about yourself. You're depressed today, so the Rebbe says, take a tzedakah and write down the 10 milas that you have, so now you feel good about yourself for half an hour at least. Until until you lose the tzetel, and then you have to do it again, all over again. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about psychology or emotional terrorism and warfare. I'm talking about the etzem zach itself, that a person sees himself in the bria as doing a chelik of the tikkun of the bria that nobody else can do. And that gives a chashivas to my meisim, to my mitzvahs. It gives a chashivas to my midas. It gives a chashivas to how I talk to somebody. It gives a chashivas to my brachas, to my davening, to my machshavas. I'm a unique mitzias. As if I'm unique, I have to have my list, obviously, to do the job. I'll say it clearer. B'shvili nivra oila means that everybody came into the world to do a unique tafkid, what's called mitzias hasharm, chavasai ba'alomoi. Now, if you believe that the Eibishter was b'shvili nivra oila, that you have a tafkid to do in the Bria, then he obviously gave you the tools to do it. If you believe b'shvili nivra oilam that is muzdach zayin liktach in them, the b'chlam asayim mona, you are given the tools to do that chavasa b'olamay. Find out what they are. Not everyone has the same tools, by the way. Not everyone has the same tools. That's what Ruchum said. Ruchum said beforeish. If you're not makir your milas, then you're lacking the tools, because your milas are the tool with which you fix yourself. Or better said, the milas are the tool with which you do your job that you came into the world. You have a job to do, you have a tafkid to do, and you have a tafkid that nobody else can do it. You're a yachid. Nobody has your fingerprints, nobody has your DNA. And the chashivas of that job, nobody else can do. And you have the tools that you were given to do that job. So now begins a big question, which everybody asks, what's my job? So there's different stages of life, there's different jobs. There are stages of life where it's self-understood what the tafkid is. And then there are stages of life where your tafkid is something else. I was talking to somebody today, and the person's going through, it's a younger man, he has kids, super talented. He's a bachur, super talented in every area, and learning and davening and charismatic. The type we'll call it a Kalawa general type, but the Erlucha Kalawa general type, not the one that he became Kalawa general because he didn't learn. No, because he learned, he became Kalawa general. There's two types of Kalawa general. We'll talk about it at a different time. And this guy has all the milas. He's a Ben Aliyah, and he has Yerushalayim, and he's a Middactic, and he learns. And he has everything going for him. And he got married, and the Bashem dropped on him a whole basket of tzaras. He has a sick child that is busy running back and forth to hospitals already for years. And took over his life. And he calls him once a week, his brother, you know, my didn't learn over here in London. Call it a kachim yeshiva, and he calls me very often. We're very close, and he cries to me and he says he had so many plans. He was going to learn this, and he was going to learn that, and he was going to try that. And he bemis has the teichen, and he's spending his best years of his life running back and forth to one of the big hospitals in the metropolitan area because and he has major surgery in Boston, and he's in Philadelphia one day and in Columbia one day, and that's what he's busy with, and trying to keep his wife intact during this whole tumult going on. They had another baby afterwards, and this poor guy, he said, "What about all my plans?" I said, listen, you have a different job. And in the job that you have, it's not to be what you thought you're going to be, at least not in these years. You have a different job. The Russia gave you a different job. You wanted this job. The Russia gave you a different job. Because you can't switch your fingerprint with somebody else. You can't switch your DNA. You can't switch your tafkid. And I told this younger man, the vice tois, you have the koichas to come out of this very difficult design that you're in, that you didn't plan, that you didn't ask for, that you don't want, that didn't work according to what you thought your milas are. You can come out of here a Ben Ali, a mamash, a saint, a kaddish, a davok. You, in order to do that, you're going to have to be besimcha when you don't want to be besimcha. You're going to have to break your midas and be patient when you're not in the mood. You're going to have to be nice when you're angry, calm when you're frustrated. V'chulu. And this is your tafkid. Welcome to the club. And the Rebbe Shem gave you the tools for the tafkid, because the tafkid that you're going to do. Now, sometimes the job the Eibishter gives us is easier. Sometimes it's harder. Sometimes it's different. Sometimes it's unusual. Sometimes it's shocking. Sometimes there's a job. There's a Bishvili Nivroilam. And that's the operating system that runs our lives. That's what gives meaning to our lives in every situation that we're in. What's the tafkid? And what tools do I have for the tafkid? What tools do I need for the tafkid? And how am I going to exercise those tools to find my tikkun that will make it worthwhile, the bishvili nevroilam? Now, most people, and here's the big nafkamina, most people, when things don't go right, complain a lot. Why? Because they don't really believe they were created. In other words, there is an Eibishter out there. He's somehow involved. but they run the show and they decide what they want to do. Dafkamina b'shvili nivra ola means that I was created for a tafkid. So when things don't work out the way you want, it's not a bidyevet, it's not a traffic accident. You made a mistake. You thought your job was A, your job is B. That's all it is. Nothing more than that. It's a different approach to life. And many times people have either what you call tsaros or difficulties. And people say, my life is off track. What do you mean? Your life is on track. This is your life. Not b'toyras kaparas avoynes. Not b'toyras guilt trips. Not b'toyras yisurin memarkim kolavos. I'm not talking about that. I say, this is your job. And you have the tools to do it. There's a famous vort from Reb Chaim Shulevitz. He said, I don't think it's printed in the Sefer. Chaim Shulevitz said that Shteitoch, that sorry, Menu died gleich after the Akedah, because the Sultan met up with sorry, Menu, and told her that it was an Akedah. Porcha Nishmasa. In fact, Chaim Shulevitz that Menu had a higher level of Nevuah than Avraham Avinu, Shteitoch. She was greater. So if Avraham Avinu was able to stand up to the Nisayin, why not sorry, Menu? So Chaim Shulevitz said that Every Nisayin is a job, by the way. Every job comes with the necessary tools. Avraham Avinu, his job was the Akedah, Yitzhak Avinu. They were given the tools to deal with it. The Akedah wasn't Sari Menu's Tafkid, it wasn't her Nisayin. And he wasn't given the job. The Sultan said, Rav Chaim Shulevitz came in Mishtarayin, sorry, into the Nisayin, that wasn't hers. He crossed the line. And Memela, the belt, it wasn't his Nisayin, but she wasn't given the Kaychas for it. It wasn't, she didn't get the Zat Nishmai for it. She wasn't able to Parcha Nishmasa. She went to Yakeh. That was the Sultan, the Mekatrik, he schlepped her into a Zach. That wasn't her Bishvili Nivroilam. Every person has a Choyva. Every person has the tools to stand up to it. And Mela, every person has the Yisayit of the tools to be Matzliach in the Tafka that the Abishta gave. This Hakora of the Chashivas of who we are, Gavra, and the chashivas of the chefts of the actions that we do is the aleph beis of Yiddishkeit. It's the aleph beis of Yiddishkeit. It's the aleph beis of Avodas Hashem. Chayiv Adam Leim B'Shvili Nivra. A person doesn't live with this recognition of the miyuchodis of himself, which is articulated in the physicality of the Bria, which is engraved on the hard disk of how the whole Bria is a vekishtal. The person who doesn't know this has nothing to do with Bechal. Because if you're missing the Yadi B'Shilin Arilam, you're Be'etzim living in a denial that you have a Tafkid Bechal. So what are you doing here, Bechal? You're waiting to get married, all of you. And then, you're waiting for the freezer to open. And then, to get married. And then, you have to get married, I guess, to die. There's no major event between that and the Levaya. Other things happen. You go, you come, you learn, you work, your kids, this and that, marry them all. But nothing life-changing. That's what a person's doing here. That's what he came into. A person who doesn't recognize this doesn't have what to do here in this world. So forget about tikkun. What are you doing here? What are you doing over here, Bechal? And a person who lives with this can live in any situation that they're in. From A to Z, wherever you are, wherever he is going to be. But he's b'shvili nivroilam. He's doing what his tafkid and he has the keichas for it. And that idea, says Rabbi Ruchin, is the most important idea that a person needs for Avodas Hashem.